Welcome to the Jeff and Harris podcast. It's guaranteed to be a spectacular broadcast. We're just two guys with ideas on the mind. Just doing our part to save mankind. Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris.
Jeff and Harris podcast.
Podcast.
Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris. Jeff and Harris.
Yes. Thank you very much for the applause. Oh, thank you. But
we're back.
We're back. There was a very long period of time where
we were gone.
We were gone and we're back. And we're happy to be back. And we got
very
a lot.
Happy.
Very. You have no idea. We just want to thank you for that really, really long applause.
Yeah, that was very unexpected.
So, while I was in New York, we went to a bunch of museums and things, and one of the stops we made was the Modern Art Museum.
Ooh.
Filled with modern art. And I gotta say, I've seen what I need to see, and now I can make a definite statement of modern art makes me angry. Because things I saw there, here's just a quick list. There was just a pile of bricks in the middle of the floor. That was art. There was eight nails in a wall connected by a little piece of wire. That was art.
You sure it wasn't construction?
Oh, it was art. It looked like a bachelor's way of trying to get free cable, but it was art. There was just, this is probably the worst one, just a vacuum sitting there. There was nothing about the vacuum. No one had to do anything to this vacuum. And it was just there.
Again, are you sure that's not just the cleaning crew?
It was on a pedestal.
That's forgot.
And I was thinking,
that's,
you know,
where I put my vacuum at home. So maybe that's where the cleaning crew puts their vacuum.
It was a Hoover. It was very nice. It was purple and yellow. But and then there was one. It was a floor mat, but it was like, it looked like
was
somebody
it by the door.
No. But it looked like it was like tripped on, and it was like up. That was art. And I think someone just tripped over it, and then nobody touched it for 7 years because they thought it was art. I think a light could fall down and break on the floor, and no one would clean it up because it's art. I wanted to go in there.
Easy work for the custodian, the custodians there, I mean.
And it just makes me mad that these artists can just do whatever they want and just call it art. I wanted to go in there and just drop a deuce on the floor, lay some cable, and then just leave it there and come back 2 years later. There'll be a nice decorative plaque that says, Jeff Knight, title, mess, medium, poo on floor. Did you know that in New York they are, in honor of the 9/11 thing, they're making a new skyscraper that is going to be even bigger than the Twin Towers, and it's going to be the tallest building in the world. And my beef with that is, there's got
to
be...
Oh, to answer your question, no, I didn't. I just kind of...
Oh,
I was on my own little world there for a second. No, I didn't.
Okay,
hear that. Thank you for informing me.
And my thing with that is that I think there's a definite number of floors a business needs, and I think they're just kind of milking it so they can get to the top and be the tallest building in the world. There's got to be floors that they don't need. There are extra floors where they're just like, we got to fill it with something.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's like a water cooler floor where they all go up there and commute.
Is there one water cooler or just like hundreds of water coolers?
A field of water coolers. I think there'd be a ping pong floor.
Oh, definitely.
And then once they run out of...
Hide and seek floor, probably.
Oh, yeah. A paintball floor.
Yeah. Just a paint by numbers floor. I mean, you just go up there with whatever you want. And just.
I think eventually they'd run out of ideas like that, too, and they just have a random... They'd have a chicken floor. Just thousands of chickens.
Free-range chickens.
And then it'd be like, Oh man, that the elevator's broken. We gotta go past the chicken floor. Oh, it'd be like I hate the chicken floor. It's the worst floor that I have to walk through at work.
And you know, because whenever there's an empty room in your house, and you just like when you have extra stuff, you just go, "We'll just put it in the room." There's gonna be like 10 floors of that, because everyone's gonna be like, "Well, we have a bunch of extra papers. We'll go throw it on the 182nd floor."
Oh, we can't put it on that one.
That's a chicken floor. I guess one of the reasons we haven't put out a bunch of podcasts lately is I've recently, well, not recently,
been in the hospital for sexually transmitted diseases.
Incorrect.
Sorry, I just took a stab at it.
No, I got a job. So.
Finally buckled.
Well, they called
me. I thought this was our job.
No, we don't get paid.
We're doing it for the people.
The people.
Volunteer basis.
The people don't give me money.
You can make donations at jeffandharris.podomatic.com.
You can't do
nope,
that.
You can't. I was lying. But
if you see us in person, you can just give us money, I guess.
Give
if you
$5.
Want.
We'll give you a ride.
We're not asking.
Give us gas
for it.
Money.
Yeah. We have to
give us a nickel.
Okay.
We'll do terrible things for a nickel.
Anyway, I got a job, so that way I wouldn't have to do that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing terrible things for nickels.
Please tell us all about your job, because I'm judging a book by its cover here, but when you look, you work at Mandak, right?
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yes. Gerdau Ameristeel Manitoba Metal Recycling is
okay.
The official name.
Okay. Well, you work at Mandak.
Yeah.
And from the outside, it looks very rusty.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a lot of pipes coming from it.
It's a scrap yard, so
yeah.
There's lots of just metal everywhere.
And it looks like, I don't know if you remember the show Crash Test Dummies from the 90s,
mm-hmm.
but it looked like the bad guy's castle. A lot of pipes, don't know what they do, just a lot of rusty pipes.
Probably going to get scrapped.
Yep. And what kind of things do you do there?
Well, I'm a laborer, and basically they hired me on so that I do everything that no one else there wants to do.
Oh. You are the bad word that I
yeah.
do. You're a bitch. That you're
yeah,
the bitch. Okay.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't do a lot, and there's been days where I've gotten home, tried to think of what I've done all day, and realized that I just stood there for 8 hours. And actually, this brings me up because I was thinking about this at work, the other day. Actually, there's because it's a scrapyard and there's just metal everywhere. If you say take a tool somewhere and do some work on it, and then you just forget it there. Just say goodbye to that tool, because everyone just assumes anything on the ground there is just garbage.
One of those big ass magnets are gonna come by and just suck everything up.
Oh yeah, and
that.
Also with
that
the magnets
gone.
I really want to just set up a table of things, small metal things, keys,
mm-hmm.
paper clips, and just have one of those magnets slowly get closer and closer to see
they
how
become
far.
Bullets.
Yeah. That's all I want. That's all I want.
They go to the hospital and you're like, "How did you get a paperclip lodged in your intestines?" I don't want to talk about it, but tell me about what kind of people you work with.
I don't know. I work with like 40 and 50-year-old men who are
nice.
Bitter at life and don't and you know.
That's wonderful.
Bitter about their wives.
Yeah. You told me that one of the guys named there was his name's Tex.
Yeah, I work with a guy named Tex.
That is one of my. I might name my child that Tex Knight.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
I guess.
I know. But I have a really important question.
I haven't.
Tex.
Oh, wait, sorry. I was just going to guess what question you had.
Does he ever shoot anything?
He doesn't shoot anything.
Does
I've never said nice shooting text.
Does he shoot you looks? Does he does he do shots?
No.
Anything that you could say shoot
if
to.
Maybe if a one time I went on the golf course, he's a big golfer,
ooh.
If I get go golfing with him one time, I will say nice shooting text.
Does
That's
he ever drop something
Andrew
and
Harris
like,
guarantee.
Shoot! And then you'll just go up to him and be like, hey. Nice shooting Tex.
Like I said before, I've never said nice shooting Tex to Tex.
What do you do when you think of an idea and you don't have any pen or paper around for the podcast?
I say, oh, I should remember that. And then I immediately forget it.
What I do is I go in my phone, go to create message, I type it in, and then I put save to drafts.
Yeah.
And then it's in there. And last
that
night
wouldn't work for me because I clear my, like, I just delete all messages.
I delete Outbox and then Inbox, because I know there's good stuff in the drafts.
No, I always forget that there's stuff in the drafts because I don't use it. I don't know why I keep looking at the computer like the listeners can see me as I'm explaining this.
You can just keep steady eye contact with me.
That's weird.
So I want to tell you about, I was sleeping last night, and then I...
What?
Yeah. Jeff Knight sleeps at night. So I was sleeping at night last night, and I had what I thought was the greatest podcast idea ever. And I went into my phone, typed it in, got a chuckle, and then went back to sleep. I got up in the morning, I was like, what was that idea? It was so good. And I went into my phone, and the exact words were, Lindsay Lohan energy drink. I have no idea what that means, where I was going to go with that, or who would buy that product.
But it's one of two things. It's okay, either a energy drink that lets you live, maybe three things, let you live Lindsay Lohan's kind of life.
Okay.
It's endorsed by Lindsay Lohan. Or it's made of Lindsay Lohan. I don't know. There's probably enough cocaine in her to fuel an energy drink.
Or like, it kind of makes you...
Cocaine is a stimulant.
Yes. For those of you who didn't know, cocaine is a stimulant.
And it's bad.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it...
And it makes you sneeze out blood.
And that's exciting, though.
And white stuff. It's like Christmas in a Kleenex. But what was I going to say about this? Lindsay Lohan energy drink. Oh, yeah. It makes you kind of live like her kind of life.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, like, it'll make you have a movie with your twin sister where you try and get your parents back together.
Mm-hmm. Good movie, Parent Trap.
Yeah. It makes you do a terrible Disney remake of a talking car.
Herbie.
It makes you get out of limousines in a dress with your legs spread.
Not a movie.
Just real life. You know what, Meezy?
Hang on one second.
He's walking away from me. Harris really just is doing less and less, and he keeps wanting me to do the podcast on my own. He's like, hey, I have to go pee. Just start talking. And I'm like, people are going to be able to tell if you're not here or not. And now he's just run away. And I think it might be for good. Ugh. Maybe it'll just be the Jeff podcast from now on. I kind of like it better. There's no one interrupting me or smelling like, you know, crackers and cheese and stuff like that. I think he's coming back. So, and stadiums these days have really high prices for their food. Hey, buddy.
These the top three of yours and the bottom four are what I wanted
bunch
to lend
you. Bunch of CDs. That's great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And this was probably my favorite segment we've ever done.
Oh, nice. Basky sack.
The word. What comes to mind when you hear it?
Hopefully nothing.
Baskets. Rubber sacks. A basket-like contraption with a sack attached.
Yeah, that would be very handy.
Now let's...
Actually, that wouldn't be.
No.
It's two carrying devices. Mm-hmm.
You really don't need that, people. If you've bought a basky sack in the last little while, perhaps off TV, you should return it.
And just get a bigger basket or a bigger sack.
Yeah. And let's open the curtains on this one. what it really is a game that we've invented. It's a mixture of basketball, volleyball, and hacky sack. Would you care to elaborate?
Yes.
Okay. That's good.
Sorry, I was just thinking of something there.
Okay.
That the combination doesn't make sense.
No, it doesn't really, but that's the whole... That's the attitude of Basky Sack.
Because there's no volleyball component.
I know. That's fine. We just need it for the word. What do you do in Basky Sack? Tell me.
You start the game by trying to kick it in.
Kick what in?
A small, not a basketball, a small...
That's what it was. We played with a volleyball. That's what...
Well, we didn't play with a volleyball. We played it with one of those
rubber volleyballs.
That's not a volleyball. It's a rubber ball shaped like a volleyball.
Yeah, they call it a volleyball. The company that makes
agree
it.
To disagree.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
You got to play with one of those air-filled rubber like pool toy balls.
Yep. Okay.
And then if you don't get it in, it bounces. You just have to keep the ball up, and eventually, if whoever puts it in the hoop gets as many points as how many.
Originally, we called it Aztec hip ball.
Because Mayan hip ball.
Mayan.
Some sort of
ancient,
early
extinct
Central
culture.
American.
And there's a lot of
one of those cultures that got just destroyed by the Spanish.
There's a lot of differences between our thing. I don't think it ends when the sun touches the gold bricks.
No, armadillos can't get traded in
and just help you cheat.
Yeah, you don't die at the end.
Yeah. But then again, we're getting all of our information from the movie Road to El Dorado.
Good
so
movie, though.
Yeah, we don't know how credible we are right now. Hey, man, it's been a really long time. You know what I missed?
Macaroni and cheese and Brussels sprouts?
No. This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
Topic. Top 5 favorite fingers.
5, left thumb.
5, left thumb.
4, left pointer.
4, left pinky.
3, right middle.
3, left middle.
2, right thumb.
2, left pointer.
1, right pointer.
1, this one right here.
Oh my god, put that away!
Mwah.
This is another Jeff and Harris Top 5.
The other day at work, we had built a shelving unit, cabinet type of thing. Just a big wooden thing with shelves in it.
Mm-hmm.
I guess shelving unit would be the correct term. We had a big argument over this as well. I don't want to get into that again. It's not a shed. Christian, if you're listening, it's not called a shed. That's not even close to being a shed. Anyway, after we'd finished building it, we had to paint it blue. We were just painting it, and I was really getting in there because it was pretty deep, and I was just in there painting the back.
Mm-hmm.
The back on the inside, and so I was just in there. I didn't have like a respirator on or anything, so I was just breathing the fumes, and I think maybe for a few minutes I was high, because it might have been a combination of the paint fumes and just me being really tired.
Question, before you painted this shelving unit, did you smoke a J in the parking lot? That might have done you.
I don't think so. Not that day.
Okay.
But yeah, and I was thinking about we did this on... What's today? Thursday. We did it on Tuesday, and I was thinking about it yesterday, as we were value villaging, and because my boss came in and told me, "Oh, it's coffee time," and I got up and we went to the lunchroom, and in the lunchroom, all I was thinking about was how I don't drink coffee, so is it just time?
So without the coffee, the time is gone.
Just time.
We went yesterday to for a Valley Village run to 3 of the 4 known Valley Village locations in
the 3
Winnipeg.
Good ones.
Yeah, the one on Ellis can suck it.
Skip that piece of garbage.
That is just a garbage can of a Valley Village.
Yeah, that gets all the not good
stuff.
It
really brings down the Valley Village name.
Yeah.
And we are self-proclaimed
Valley Village farmers.
Oh, I just turned off my microphone there. We think of ourselves as farmers, and
when we go, we wear straw hats and
overalls,
combines there.
And they then really they come up to us and they say, "Can you please take your combines out of the store, please?"
And stop shredding our shirts and making them into bread.
So how exactly are we farmers?
We go a lot. We go to Valley Village a lot. We like to get some new threads for low prices.
Yeah. Not legitimate threads, not spool of threads.
Oh, no.
Spools all of those thread.
We have bought thread in the past.
Yes, we get clothes.
Anyway, because...
Street terms.
But we go to a Valley Village run every 2 to 3 weeks.
Yep.
2 to 3 weeks would probably be a safe bet.
It's like we're planting the seeds. Our eyes looking at all of these clothes, that's planting the seeds, and we gotta wait for the crops to grow.
And then the 2 to 3 weeks come up, we go, and we harvest our crop.
Yep.
We pick through... We find the ripe ones.
We find the good corn.
And we take it home.
Sell it out the back of our truck.
I have one thing I want to do this year at university other than do well.
Learn?
Other than learn.
Tell me what it is.
Okay. Well, we go to the U of W.
Mm-hmm.
Very kind of artsy.
Yeah.
More artsy than
quite
a lot
artsy.
Of hipsters, would you say?
Yes. A lot of hippies and hipsters. Anything hip. You can find it there.
There are a lot of elderly people there sometimes, too, with their fake hips.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see what I did there? Okay. Yeah. Anyway, what I want to do is I just need to buy one pair of tight jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And
check.
I don't have tight jeans, though.
It's okay.
Uncheck that.
Uncheck that, sorry.
That still needs
get
to be
checked.
Get the white out. I want to get a plaid button-up shirt. Check.
All right.
I need some black thick-rim glasses.
Check.
I need a messenger bag.
Check.
Not check.
Oh, not check.
I haven't bought one yet.
Oh,
I haven't got
God.
One yet.
Get on that.
I'm getting on that. Don't worry. Okay. I have till the 8th, September 8th, okay?
Oh.
Yeah, don't me. Anyway, and...
you all I want.
All I want to do is be a hipster for a day and fit in perfectly.
Oh, just be one of the... Just blend into the old crowd.
Oh, and I have my MacBook, so...
Oh, you got to roll up your pants once, too.
Oh, yeah. And wear, for lack of a better term, emo slippers.
Yep. Or just some shoes that look like They were handmade by some guy who sells them on a farm.
Yeah. And I want to just fit in perfectly at the U of W for one day.
If you follow this checklist, you'll do that.
I will. This is the end.
Podmax. My only friend.
Yeah.
The end.
Podmax said they fixed the problem. So hopefully you're hearing this if you downloaded it.
Oh, yeah. If you're not, you know, that's great. This part's boring.
Yeah. Well, let's not get too crazy. But anyway, check out Jeff and Harris Podomatic Facebook page. Email us if you want. But don't worry about it if you don't. Bye.